Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, are butter boards going to be the new cheese plate? Cheese, of course, long been a thing on the shopping list for many tourists here to Ireland, keen to taste local cuisine during their visits, but particularly across parts of France. But it now seems that luxury butter is top of the shopping list. Russell Alford from the Gastro Gaze is with me here in studio today. Can you get on board with this?
This was something that I think was more one of these stupid trends that was on TikTok at one point, where people were getting an entire board and just smearing lots of butter onto it and then starting to decorate it with little bits and bobs like pickles or grapes or bits of chocolate, and then using biscuits or more so crackers and bread to, you know, dip into it, kind of like a melted cheese.
Yeah, nearly like a hummus and cracker type thing.
Very much like that. Kind of like, you know, who needs hummus when you've got butter?
Kind of one of those. No, it's not just butter. This is like, this isn't even posh butter. This is uber posh butter.
Yes, this is uber posh butter. And this is something that has become a humongous trend in Paris in particular. So there is a heaven, I would call it, of a supermarket. That's actually calling it a supermarket, even a hypermarché, is a bit of an understatement, because it is this gigantic food hall called Le Grand Epicurie. It is one of the biggest food emporiums I've ever seen in my life, akin to, say, the Harrods food hall, which also is very trendy.
Fabulous, by the way.
Beautiful. Very, very nice. Very expensive rotisserie chicken, I know.
Nice for a nose round.
Absolutely, absolutely. But this particular food hall has become the epicenter of a butter craze, where they have, I think there's about 20 or 30 different varieties and flavours of butter, ranging from everything from slightly salted, more salted, no salt, right through
garlic,
to
black garlic, pepper, rosemary, garlic, sage.
All of them. If you name something, it has probably got an ingredient in there. And I was curious about this. Now, I'm a big butter lover anyway.
Are you?
Oh, massive. I love it. I love my Kerrygold.
Okay, I'm not a big butter fan. In fact, I actually don't even have butter in the house, with the exception of if people are coming to stay, I'll buy it.
Wow.
Not a butter woman.
Oh,
that's love cheese.
Love, okay, fair.
Love mayonnaise, but hate eggs. You can get your head around that.
Yeah.
Oh, but would take or leave butter.
Okay, okay. So are you margarine?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. Okay,
no,
good.
No.
Okay.
No, but I've had posh butter.
Yeah.
And I do like it, but I would never. I mean, the idea of just sitting there spooning butter into you,
it doesn't feel like the nicest thing in the world, especially when you do have cheeses and spreadable cheeses and everything like that. But when it comes to it, like in all kind of categories of food in particular, and dairy is probably something that in Ireland we should actually very much be celebrating, and we do celebrate it very well. We have great milk, grass-fed cows. The colour of our butter alone is that golden colour, and that's because of the grass that the cows are eating in particular. But there's always going to be levels of luxury that go on throughout things. So you have your standard stuff, which is absolutely perfect and lovely. Same milk, same with cheeses. You have different levels of it. But then the artisanal stuff, it's often handmade. There's a fantastic butter from up north called Abernethy butter.
I've tried that.
Isn't
I got it. Do you know what? I treated my home house to that from Fallon and Byrne at Christmas. I bought it. I thought that'd be nice now for over little potatoes or veg or something.
Absolutely wonderful.
And it's dear enough, though.
It's dear enough. It is made from a small flock of cows, or of their milk at least, and it's hand-rolled into spirals, and it's a very beautiful butter. Hederman's, who are in the English market in Cork, they do an absolutely incredible smoked butter, which if you ever try it on some mashed potatoes, trust me, it is one of the nicest
things. Smoked butter?
It's smoked butter. Because they do smoked salmon, they essentially put the butter in there as well to smoke it, and it's wonderful. And then, of course, we have our big brands as well. But these ones in Paris, it is the most fascinating insight into, I suppose, TikTok food culture in particular. People come along, they buy several of these, they queue up to get to the aisle. It's a very thin aisle. It's nothing special, nothing grand. It is just a standard fridge full of these little blocks of butter, and people are queuing for 10 minutes to get to the space to pick out their butters. After they pay for them, there's the option to vac pack them, to bring them home with them, to keep them fresher in a certain way. So this is a massive, massive trend.
Massive industry.
Very interesting.
Are they really going to replace the cheese board, though?
No. Never. Never.
But Irish people love their butter. So, I mean, if anywhere, you'd have to assume that a butter board might become a thing here.
But if a butter board became a thing here and replaced a cheese board, I'd be on this programme in a couple of months' time talking about how disgraceful it is that they're charging so much for slices of butter,
for butter
on
a
board.
There's
at
another
cheese
one.
Cheese has that extra, you know, there's the ageing that has to go on with cheese. There's not to be dissing the butter industry or anything like that, because I absolutely wouldn't. But the skill that's involved in cheese making, between the aging, between the pasteurization, all those different things, it's a very different product to butter. And you do get a lot greater flavor profiles when it comes to cheese in particular.
Like, do you have a favorite butter? Are you a butter loyalist?
I am. I'm quite loyal to my, I'd have on my standard, I'm a Kerrygold. And I like to do the Danish thing when it comes to my butter. Awesome. There's a word in Danish called tansmear or tansmor. I can't speak Danish fluently or anything like that. And it's essentially when you have a layer of butter that is so thick on your toast that it leaves the teeth marks on it. And that's tanned teeth.
Yeah.
Smear butter. It's beautiful. It's poetic almost.
Yeah.
And I like that. I'm very loyal to my butter. I do love my
Abernethy. So it's Kerrygold, that's it?
It's Kerrygold all the way, but I am a huge fan of the Abernethy butter as well from up north and the Hedermans. They're my holy trinity of butter, but they all have different purposes. That's very important to point out. They have different things.
Why?
The Hedermans would go on something like a mashed potato to get that smoky
richness going through it. I'm Googling here, what is Hedermans butter?
And then the Abernethy, you'd use that maybe on steak. So they have like a peppered one. You'd use that on a steak.
Well, I've definitely tried that before,
The Dulce one, which is made from seaweed, that has this lovely richness to it. That's great with seafood.
I like the ones with the kind of chunky sea salt in them.
Love those. And a little sprinkle of it on top. Another thing is, as well, is obviously we're very accustomed to salt and salted butters in particular. But there is a treat, and actually Nigella has been someone who has kind of said this in the past on different TV shows and books, that there's actually a joy in getting some unsalted butter and adding salt to it in order to adjust the level of salt that's in your butter. So let's say kind of like a pincho kind of style tapas dish that you'd have around Spain would be a bit of bread and some sardines. Sardines by their nature are salty. But if you use some unsalted butter, you use the natural saltiness that comes with the sardines, but you still have that mouthfeel, that soft texture that comes from butter on the inside.
We're asking listeners about their favourite Irish butter today. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I know the health advocates won't be impressed now with us doing that, but it is nice to promote some of the Irish brands, I suppose, that are out there if you're buying it over the weekend. We might see you for a butter board someday then.
I'll bring one in for yourself and I'll have some cheese on my side.
Well, butter. I presume the accompaniment for a butter board has got to be a nice glass of...
A glass of something nice. Yeah. Well, a buttery...
That's half the fun with the cheese though, isn't
here's
it?
Here's the thing, a buttery Chardonnay.
Not a Chardonnay woman either. You see, this is more of it now. Mm. The butter and the Chardonnay, I'd leave it.
Actually a beautiful wine called Bread and Butter. And it's wonderful, I'll tell you that now.
Rosalind Alford from the Gastro Gaze, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.